ABC Radio Australia.
It's been a tough going for the Vanuatu men's team. They're in Canada at the moment, where after a dramatic first-up win over Malaysia in the World Cup Challenge League A, we spoke to the team live just after that game this time last week. They then went on to lose, unfortunately, their next two games to Denmark and Qatar by big margins. It's a fresh-looking Vanuatu lineup with six new players coming into the side, including five in one go for the Malaysia game. That group included wicketkeeper Jared Allen, who cut his cricketing teeth in southeast Melbourne, but now finds himself on the Vanuatu honour roll after several years living and working in the country. Jared's match-winning 39 not out in a low-scoring game against the Malaysians earned him the Player of the Match award and rounded out what he says was a day to remember.
It was an incredible experience, to be honest. Before the game, was quite emotional with handing over the hats from some of the senior players in the team who have been in the system for quite a while. Yeah, that was a very emotional time. Five debutants as well is something that doesn't really happen too often. So it was a pretty incredible experience for all. There's a few guys with a few nerves, but they were settled when we got an early run out against the Malaysians and sort of set the tone from there with our bowling and our fielding effort there to get them down to, I think it was 124 in the end. And the personal experience for me to hit the winning runs was pretty crazy, actually. I didn't even think about something like that. But the boys said before the game that they've all made a story with their first game. So we all had to try and create a story on our first game. So it was quite special.
It was. And I'm just thinking you must have been wondering at times when you were at the other end when wickets were falling whether you'd have enough partners to see the team over the line.
No, I had full belief in the boys. We bat pretty low. That's the good thing about Vanuatu cricket is that everyone gets to go and everyone bats. So I can trust our guys and we can all trust each other that we will back down to the bottom, which didn't happen the last two games, but we're slowly building and getting there. We're not too far away from gelling. We haven't played any international cricket for over 1,000 days, so just getting the cobwebs out, I guess, and then getting some experience into the guys will help us put all the pieces of the puzzle together to get us even more successful.
Talking about those two games that followed on, I guess that was the harsh realities of associate cricket, playing against Denmark, who are a pretty tough, experienced side, and then Qatar, a team that Vanuatu came very close to beating last time, this time not so close.
To be honest, I think we really should have beaten Qatar. We just didn't produce what we should have. As we're Denmark, they've got experience and that's what showed against us. Like, we're missing our captain Patrick Manatava as well, which is a big thing, and especially for some of our younger guys who look up to him as well as a cricketer. So we're missing him through visa issues at the moment. But we just kept going from there. But I'd say Qatar, we should have actually won that. There's just a poor shot selection, which in turn might have cost us the game, and we didn't start off too well in the field and bowling. We shouldn't have been chasing 280 in the end.
Singapore and then Canada to round off what is the second leg of three in this World Cricket Challenge. Pretty tough opposition.
They played very well. They nearly chased down 290-something against Denmark. So they've started firing with the bat, which is good for them, but also it's even more challenge for all of us to produce to get that second win and then go into Canada and hopefully get a third and really give a big upset in the competition.
Tell me a little bit about your cricket journey. What has brought you to the point where you are making your debut for Vanuatu as a wicketkeeper batsman?
Well, I always knew there was cricket in Vanuatu, but I just never really put my hand up. I played a lot of cricket when I was younger, in my early 20s. Moved to Vanuatu for work, but never really thought about playing cricket. And then I was like, you know what? I love the game. I want to get back into it. And 3 years ago, Shane Deitz was the CEO at the time, and he said, why don't you come down and have a go? And yeah, never looked back. It's been a great experience. And with the men's and the women's, we sort of train together at times, which is a great little thing that we have. I wouldn't think that happens too many places in the world where the women are involved with the men at training level. And yeah, it's just a really good family down there. And with the new coach Ben in play now and having Tim as our CEO, things are really starting to move and shake for us to grow and be a successful organisation.
And the impression I get following Vanuatu cricket over a number of years now is when the team's on song, not only are they capable of beating most teams, but they play with a bit of Pacific flamboyance, shall we say. I mean, they like to put on a bit of style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that should be never taken away from them because it's an amazing thing to watch. It's exciting. It's different. And I think that's what separates them from some other teams is that flair, because you can't play against it at times. There's some shots that some of our guys produce. You just go, how did you do that? And some of the efforts in the field too, it's incredible. Natural athletes. And what Ben's doing now is bringing out the best in these guys too without taking their flair away. He lets us just play with guidance, which is good.
And aside from the cricket, you've had the tourist's hat on over there. there in Canada, and the whole squad went off to Niagara Falls. What was that experience like?
Niagara Falls was absolutely amazing. We rolled in there and we were just standing at the top waiting for our boat to arrive to pick us up to take us in amongst the waterfalls and the mists, and everyone's eyes were just like possums. It was a pretty incredible time. The energy from the Niagara Falls is just, yeah, it's crazy. We also went to the baseball, and that was another incredible experience too, which everyone will be happy to go and tell their families about when we get back home.